everybody. This is Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. You are tuning into my show, which offers practical wisdom, insight, and tools to connect you to your inner guidance for clarity, confidence, and empowerment. I will help you feel less weird. Connect with me on Facebook or Instagram for a weekly free energy shift offering. And today's show is about making amends and apologizing. Apologizing is such a messy energy. When we have wronged another person, knowing how to fix it is hard, or when we've been wronged and then we don't know necessarily how to proceed with the relationship, it's so messy. So messy. And been pondering this a lot lately because, you know, life, I am experiencing a situation that, yeah, I was wronged. And I'm looking for all the lessons in it. And it's interesting because it's definitely, you know, messy. But then maybe it isn't. Maybe it's really a straight line and this relationship had to change. And so, you know, as we all know, our usual patterns, our usual way of doing things, not usual, our the way we've done things don't always work anymore, right? Our world is shifting. The energies are messy. We are in accelerated learning, it feels like. And so I really had to, like, ponder and contemplate, like, how did I actually feel about this? Because surprising to me, I wasn't mad about it. Very disappointed and, like, not understanding why. But I wasn't mad. Other people in my life were mad about it. But I wasn't. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And so, you know, going through this experience, I, you know, reached out to the other person to try to have a conversation because I realized that for me, for things to progress or move forward in a relationship, I wanted amends. But it's not up to me to force somebody to make amends to me. That has to be their choice. But I realized in this process that I wanted it. And so then it really sent me on a cool journey about what is making amends? What does that entail? What if they don't want to make amends with me? What does that mean? Right? It's interesting. I am very grateful for this whole experience. Even though it's changed a relationship, that's okay. Because maybe, not maybe, that's obviously what had to happen because guess what, it is. So making amends, what does that mean? So when somebody wrongs you and they apologize, it really depends on the situation and the context, right? Number one, if their intention is actually, like, are they apologizing just so you'll forget about it and they can carry on and have a relationship with you? Or are they apologizing because they're taking responsibility or accountability for what happened? I mean, there's so much energy with it, right? And then is an apology sincere if there's no amends made? This particular situation cost me a lot of money. And could have ruined an experience that I was having. Parts of it did. But then I found a way to make that better for myself. And so it didn't get ruined. Because if it did, I would have been way more upset, I'm sure. And so it was interesting. I wanted amends. And that didn't happen. And so I really had to stop and think about all that. So I want you to take a moment. Think about what making amends means to you. I mean, we've all had to make amends. We've all had amends made to us. But what does it actually mean? And what's the energetic significance of it? Because, you know, sometimes an apology without an action feels insincere. And so that's where I think the amends part comes in, where, you know, there's an action that shows that the person really does want to have a relationship or feels bad about what happened. And, you know, I know for me, making amends involves like an honest conversation, because we all do things, we all have a reason. And if you're not willing to look at your reason and to have like an open, honest conversation about it, then you're just not ready. And that's cool for you. And it's up to me to decide if it works for me, right? Because, you know, as people, we go through stuff all the time, and we're always learning. And so, you know, making amends is so fascinating. One way, you know, money's an energy exchange. And so if you wrong somebody and it costs them money, you could pay for it. That's making amends. If you've wronged somebody and ruined something that they were doing or an experience they were having, you can try to make it right. I mean, everything is contextual, right? Like, it just depends on the situation and what's happening. But it's interesting, because then I had to go down a little journey of, what are my expectations? And my expectations, maybe they weren't something that the other individual could handle or live up to. And it's not that I'm special, but I do know who I am. And there are certain boundaries that when you cross them, you can't uncross them. And so I'm learning a lot of lessons in this situation, which I'm grateful for, even though it's messy and uncomfortable. And you know what? I can go down the, oh, why me? Do I actually have to? Right? There was a post about, hey, let's get together and just scream for a while and then go have lunch. Oh, my gosh. I laugh so hard, because some days it's just like that, isn't it? And I was going to post that and say, yeah, my car was getting fixed, so I can do this now. Another interesting thing that's happened is that my car needed to get fixed, and so I had to cancel a bunch of stuff. And then it was weird. And there's lessons in that for me that I need to slow down to prioritize. And perhaps this whole falling out situation was because I was prioritizing. Look at my voice now. Maybe I don't want to admit to this. Prioritizing the wrong things. There's lessons in everything that we experience, right? And there was so much good that happened with that, so much good. I have a different relationship with somebody else that is pretty cool. But the other parts are uncomfortable. And I realized my expectations, I needed to adjust, and that's okay. I needed to take a look at what I was doing, how I was being. And I also realize that, you know, in the future now, when I wrong somebody, whether intentional or unintentional, I'm going to look at how I can make amends. An apology is great, but I realize that action goes a lot further. And what a cool lesson, even though it was done to me and it, you know, was disappointing and hurtful. But I can take the learning out of it, or I can be mad about it, right? And so making amends, so interesting, so interesting. And we can get caught up on, well, it happened, you should just get over it. I'm sorry. But even the energy of how I said that, that's not sincere. It's interesting because, you know, then attention plays with it and energy and, you know, I happen to be psychic, so I do know stuff. And there was, you know, other things that happened in this situation that were brought to my attention that, yeah, things did have to change. Because my family is my priority. And if somebody else gets mad because you do put your family as your priority, then that's their issue to work out, not mine. And, you know, actions have consequences, whether we like that or not. Some we like, some we don't like, but there it is. And, yeah, it's interesting. And I really got to look at my own energies and what I was doing, and did I bring this on myself? The other person thinks so, which, okay, I can acknowledge that. But I would never have done to them what they did to me, even though they tried to tell me that I would. That's just not true, and I'm okay with that being not true, and I'm okay with them thinking that it is true to let themselves off the hook. So let's, you know, with our world being bumpy, understatement, right, we need to look, take this opportunity when they present themselves, like, look at your own actions. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, I did. I went and had a little journey about this on my part in it, and I made some changes because it did happen, and I can either learn and grow with it or I can pout and whine about it, right? We all get choices all the time. And every bumpy experience has its lessons, and it's okay. It really is, even though in the moments it's not. And time will tell how this works out, and that's okay too. That was a powerful lesson for me, not fixing things, letting them be broken, letting them be messy. I want to untangle the energy and wrap it all up. And that's not my lesson this time. I don't necessarily like it. I'm finding it a little challenging. So, yeah, let's ponder what making amends means to us, and let's go ahead and do our guided imagery to cleanse and balance our chakras, and let's set the intention for clarity and understanding. Understanding our lives, like when we have this experience, and looking at it from a bigger perspective, like not just what happened to us and wail and flail and whine and complain about it, but what was our part in it? And what are our expectations going forward? Are we expecting someone to make amends? And what if they don't? How are we going to handle that? If a relationship is just done, it's done. Are we okay with that? So, again, we're going to do our guided imagery to cleanse and balance our chakras with the intention of clarity and understanding of our experiences. All right, let's go ahead and do that.
As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Then, let's take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release and let go, These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around your body, you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze, or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. This gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs, release and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. So that now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. Begin to notice your connection to the earth and earth energy. Allow it to stabilize and ground you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe. Allow yourself to open and receive the light. Imagine that light coming from above in a tunnel-like, cone-like light of pure positive energy. A stream that flows down through you, flowing within you and all around you. Imagine that this light cleanses and clears, taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt and debris, releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted. Moving it right out of the body and mind, letting all the old, the past and the blocks, the stoppages go. Cleanse and clear, let it all go. Once and for all, let it all go. Now, bring your attention to the base of your spine and the lower pelvis. Notice this area as your first chakra. Like a light ball of energy, and the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security. Notice how you feel in this part of your body, maintaining a steady flow of breathing as you bring to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleaning and releasing any tension. This first chakra is associated with the quality of stability. Remember how you feel in your body when you are stable. Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of stability. How do you visualize stability? Let yourself be absorbed in the feeling of stability. Imagine your first chakra simply absorbing the quality and energies of stability. Focus on this first chakra. Ask the light to send stability to your first chakra. Imagine yourself projecting stability and expressing stability in the world. Visualize yourself in perfect health, balanced with a sense of well-being. Imagine yourself in complete comfort with your sexuality, at ease in your life, and secure. I'm just going to give you about a minute to soak in this energy. Nice. I'm energetically supporting you through this whole process. Now let's go to our second chakra. Focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. This is the area of your body where sensuality, moods and emotions are managed by the energy of the second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release and clear, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality spontaneity. Remember how you feel when you are spontaneous. How do you imagine spontaneity? Imagine sensations around being connected to the feeling of being spontaneous. Focus again on your second chakra. Let yourself be absorbed in this feeling of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra and imagine projecting that spontaneity energy into the world as you imagine yourself free, playful, at ease, and natural. I'm just going to give you a minute to absorb all that energy and then project it out for yourself. Think, feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know. There's no way to do this wrong, and I'm supporting you all the way. Excellent. Okay, now let's move up to our third chakra. As you begin to focus on your solar plexus, the diaphragm, this is your third chakra, where you direct upon and determine your environment. You take charge and create. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra is associated with your power. What do you sense about your own power? Imagine the sensations of creatively expressing your power in the world. Let the feeling of your own power be absorbed and feel your power direct your life with confidence. The way you want it to be. The third chakra now absorbs the fullness of your power. Feel it, know it, be it. Nice. Now let's move up to your fourth chakra. As you turn your attention to your chest area, you may notice that this light ball of energy is green. This is your fourth chakra, which represents love, compassion, and wisdom. Notice how you feel in your chest area. Maintain your steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. You got this. Cleanse and clear. No way to do this wrong. Release any tension. Fill the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. This fourth chakra is associated with the quality of joy. Imagine the sensations around being connected to joy. Where do you notice joy in your life, and how do you express it in the world? Let this feeling of joy fill you. Be open to receiving this energy and see yourself easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Be aware of the value of yourself. Full of love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to the fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well-being filled with love, being filled with joy. Just soak in that energy right now. I'll give you a few moments. Excellent. Now, let's go to our fifth chakra. As you turn your attention next to your throat area, notice the light ball of energy that is blue. This is your fifth chakra, representing your communication abilities with others. Notice how you feel in this area of your throat. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear, releasing any tension. Fill your fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. Soak that in. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. Imagine the sensations flowing through you associated with authenticity. Where do you notice authenticity in your life? How do you express it in the world? Let the feeling of being authentic fill you. Imagine yourself communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. as the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear. Soak this in. I'll give you a few moments to really feel this energy. You got this. Soaking that in. Nice. Now, let's move up to our sixth chakra. Move your concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head. This is the sixth chakra, which oversees your mind, your imagination, and your ability to see with clarity and perspective. This one's about your inner knowing. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Notice how you feel in this area of your body. Maintain a steady flow of your breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. The quality of this sixth chakra is certainty. Imagine the sensations of certainty flowing through you. Where do you notice certainty in your life? How do you express certainty in your world? Allow this feeling of being certain to fill you. Imagine yourself clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know, with clear vision, feeling, inner knowing. Someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward in your life, creating with certainty and confidence. Let the vibrancy of the color purple be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And I'm going to give you a few moments just to soak in that energy completely and easily. Now, bring your attention and concentration to the area right over the top of your head. This is the seventh chakra, and it allows for your spiritual energy, your spiritual being. The color is white. And this is the chakra that connects you with the universe. Notice how you feel in this area. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe through this area, cleanse and clear, release any tension. Release any feelings of separation and solitude. Fill this seventh chakra with this pure white light. And let this light ball of energy grow in intensity. Feel what you feel. The quality of this seventh chakra is communion. How do you express communion in the world? Where do you notice communion in your life? As you fill the chakra, let it nourish your spiritual self. get in touch with belonging here on Earth, your purpose, your knowingness, and your pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and enjoy the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, focus on your heart, to put your hands on your heart, and accept with love that you are now fully attuned and aligned. You are fully attuned and aligned. Feeling safe, feeling confident, feeling connected to your inner wisdom. And now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself at the top of your staircase, that symbolic staircase, with all the chakras balanced and cleansed and cleared as we deepen and reinforce, beginning with your left foot. Visualize or imagine going down those beautiful, safe, secure steps. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling confident. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Feeling strong, feeling empowered. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated. As you enter this positive domain, you can sense your energy has been purified, your chakras have been enhanced on all levels of mind and body activity. Everything is working together now for your positive benefit and forward movement in your life. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. You got this. You are cleansed. You are cleared. You will go forward with confidence, clarity, security, empowerment, communion, and love. As we come up and out of this journey for today, with everything reinforced and you're feeling cleansed, purified, and ready for your day. I'm going to count from 0 to 5 as we come up and out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud if you need to. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud.
Nice. That felt like it shifted a lot of energy. So I want to thank you all for listening. And if you wish to book a session with me for more clarity and understanding, you can contact me through my website. You can call through there. My phone number is on there. Or social media. Send me a message. Send me an email. It's all Psychic Cowgirl. I look forward to meeting you and supporting you and helping you untangle your emotions or figure out your life with more self-awareness and understanding. This life journey is fascinating. And, the more I can help empower everybody to figure out how to live their purpose or their best life, the more my soul is happy. So sending you all a big hug and a blessing. It's Friday when I did this time because my week was crazy. So I normally remind you about energy clearing. So check on that for next week. And big hugs. Bye-bye.